Parliament is entering uncharted territory with MP Jamie Lee Ross reportedly in Middlemore Hospital's mental health care unit. It was reported at the weekend that Mr Ross had been picked up by police and placed in secure care. Mr Ross was expelled from the National Party caucus last week, but he hasn't resigned from Parliament, and this raises questions about the status of his parliamentary vote. Let's speak with Wellington lawyer Graham Edgler, an electoral law expert. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
A proxy vote in this situation, is that possible?
Technically possible, I think. Whether one has been arranged, I suspect that's highly unlikely, because certainly at the time it could have been arranged, I suspect no one was probably willing to take it on his behalf.
Okay, and so the situation now, would it be possible to set up a proxy vote?
I'm not sure it would. If you've got the question, is this person competent to manage their affairs or something like that, you might have a concern of if they're entering an agreement with someone, you know, should you be following through on that?
Okay. Some votes have already taken place in Parliament since this drama began to unfold around a week or so ago. So what is the status of those votes have gone through?
My understanding is I don't think Jamie Lee Ross actually took part in any of them. Since he was expelled, I don't think he's sat in the House, so he just won't have voted at all. If he had, that wouldn't make a difference. A vote's a vote and it's been passed, or
okay,
failed, as the case may be.
But what's the significance of this? Because we've heard talk about proportionality and how that particularly plays in this case. What is your take on it?
I think if National wanted to use the so-called Walker jumping legislation, the electoral integrity law, they could. They've certainly got that's a possibility. They've lost parliamentary funding, they'll lose a vote, they've lost a select committee hearing, they'll lose the occasional question in the House. And those are all things that when the Supreme Court looked at this and the one previous time, the old version of the electoral integrity law was used, said were issues that were important. That was a minor party. And that was a list MP, which might make it slightly different because, you know, in that case, you remove a list MP, they'll get automatically replaced by another list MP from the same party. You remove an electorate MP, well, there's going to be a by-election, so maybe there's going to be disproportionate some other way. Some other party might win. And politically, that might be unlikely, but the technical possibility of it's not just an automatic replacement might come into it.
Is there also an element here of who signed off on Jamie Lee Ross being sectioned? That is our understanding of what has happened here. Does that matter? Does that come into play at all?
And there are some sort of technicalities because electoral integrity legislation is one way of someone leaving Parliament. Another was just choosing to resign. One possibility, and you've mentioned it on the news this morning, is if someone is effectively sectioned for 6 months. After that 6 month period, this person is still unwell, they're probably not going to be able to get back to work. At that point, the seat can become vacant for that way. And all sorts of other ways, you know, someone being imprisoned or, you know, convicted of a crime and not being imprisoned, and lots of other things like that. I can't remember if bankrupting is one, but yes, there are, you know, just several different things that can happen. We remember Pete Hodgson. Was it Pete Hodgson? There was an MP who became a citizen of another country, and this is just another one of those ones on the list.
Okay, so the situation here, is there a way for the National Party, or what options are there for the National Party? Will they be wanting to try to get this seat, the Botany seat, declared vacant so that a by-election can take place? And is there only route through the Walker jumping law?
Yes, that's the only way they can force it to happen. Whether they want to be seen to be doing that, you know, immediately, they might wish to wait a little while. Under the mental health legislation, there's an initial 5-day assessment period. There can be, if that's not enough to determine if someone should be formally committed for a longer period, there can be another 14 days of assessment. At that point, you've either decided this person is unwell enough, we want to keep them because they're a danger to themselves or others, or can't care for themselves because of their mental health situation. At that point, then the family court and a judge has to look at it and approve it. That hasn't happened yet. That's the first step. A judge approving it for someone who is a member of parliament, at that point, the court has to formally tell the speaker, and that starts the 6-month process. That's, you know, this was on Saturday, it's Tuesday, we haven't even gotten to the end of the first 5 days, let alone 14 extra days or 6 months.
Indeed. So the speaker, does he take a significant role in this as well?
I mean, that's the first step, or the first formal step, at least, and is after the after a court has taken place. But I mean, there are other issues here. This is slightly different from, you know, a member of parliament, you know, getting in a car crash and being in a coma or something like that. Someone outside of parliament has decided a member of parliament should be detained in a place where they can't leave. You know, parliament is, I think, sitting today, and someone has said, sorry. Effectively, you can't go and do the job people elected you to do. That is, you know, different from an MP who's, you know, getting cancer treatment and is, you know, voluntarily outside. And it's particularly different in this case because it's currently an independent MP. And, you know, if this was a National or Labour MP, the party could just cast their proxy vote as one of the quarter of the caucus who can be outside of the House. The fact that someone outside of the House has made a decision this person should not be able to vote on legislation effectively is something I imagine that will concern the Speaker, and it really only arises in this case because it's an independent. I don't know if his advice is going to look at that, but that is something, you know, I mean, if this was someone doing it without a good reason, it could be a contempt of Parliament. So it would be a privileges issue or something like that. You know, and that's something I guess the Speaker will be looking at, but I suspect we might not find too much about what his initial advice is for a while anyway.
Thank you very much for your time. Graham Edgelow there, Wellington lawyer.